Imagine an entire movie as the bleep on 1 gigabyte flash disk. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Ealing, University of Philosophy in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Imagine an entire movie such as What the Bleep Do We Know on a 1 gigabyte flash disk. Well, I had that. And as I went all over Europe, I played it for my friends and got them all excited about the movie, and they're ordering a movie and buying a movie and waiting for it to be in German and all that good stuff. But, you know, a movie is long, long distance. You take a DVD and it says 1 hour and 20 minutes. Well, now, how long is the bleep? I think the bleep is easily more than 1 hour and 20 minutes, you know. Oh, yeah. Maybe almost 2 hours. And that entirety is on a flash disk, on a, just a little teeny thing that you can hold inside of your thumb and your forefinger, you know. Really quite amazing. Now, the really amazing thing is that that's the movie that many people are wanting to see because it's so fascinating on scientific research being done into your peptides and into your thought system and how thoughts are things and how thoughts create your body and do all sorts of good stuff. Well, now, that's all good. That's all good. If we give ourselves a whole lot of information, imagination in those areas, and we are becoming alert to those many things. But imagine further that if you are going to drown, and you are being rolled around by the ocean waves on the floor of the ocean for just a second. And in the process, you see your entire life pass before your eyes. You see your entire life pass before your eyes in living color. And you say, how can that be? How can that be so quick? How can that be so instantly that way? How can it be so instantly that way? How can you replay your entire life story in your mind while you're in a moment of being fearful for your life, or at least your life being drawn away from you? Well, that's just another indication of our one mind that we are. We are the one mind, and we are in the one mind and of the one mind, and we are drawn to the one mind, and we are created by the one mind. And the one mind is all that it is that we have to be concerned with. And if we're aware that we are the one mind, then all of a sudden everything we want to know or do or be is done, is realized with us, is revealed to us. And I say, sure, that's really fun and easy, isn't it? It's fun to see that it's revealed to us. It's fun to see that it's going on in our world. But are we aware that it is fun? Are we aware that it is being revealed to us? Are we aware that we are this oneness? And, of course, generally speaking, we are not. We are not. We are not because we think there are limitations in our life. We think that there are not one limitation, but many limitations in our life. And we call these limitations things that make us happy or unhappy. Now, if we were all, we would never be unhappy. We would never be happy. We would never be even existing in a human body. We'd be existing in a spiritual body, which we are. But we don't know it because we have chosen to play this game. And I want to share with people constantly the idea that our body, our life, our beingness, our humanness is but one of the many stages on which the ultimate, on which the allness, on which the one mind reveals itself. Our body is just one stage. We live in many bodies on this dimension of life. We are living in an infinite number of bodies on this dimension of life. You say, well, how can it be? Well, it's really easy. We'll talk about that one day. But we are living on many dimensions right now, right here. And on each of these dimensions, we think it is real. We think it is very real. And so we play the game. It's like a thespian, a theater actor. He plays the game, and he pretends that he is this actor, and he's playing this part. And in the part, the man gets shot. So he falls down like he has just gotten shot. And of course, he goes to the hospital, and the doctors work on him, and he comes back, and he's okay. Now, he's okay. Now, he pretended he was shot. He played the game he was shot. Now he plays the game, but he's back in the saddle again, that he's everything's in divine order again. Now, you say, oh, my goodness, that's tough. That really is exciting. That really is interesting. Well, it's a game. It's a game that we all play as humans in life of many different attitudes. Now, we do play a game as a child. We play a game as a young adult. We play a game as an adult. We play a game as male or female. We play a game as everything and nothing and all. We play all these various games. Now, how can, just for the fun of it, how can one man be worth earning, let's say, $30 billion in his career? $30 billion. We say, that is just unbelievable. And we're not talking about Bill Gates. We're talking about the men who are in the CEO positions, you know. They take their company, and they take it from a producer of, let's say, $50 million, and they make it into a producer of $50 billion. Now, it is because of their genius that that company has gone from $50 million to $50 billion. And they had a contract that said, when you make such advances, you are given such advances yourself. You are given so many billions of dollars for every billion you make. Or that's not quite the way it works. You are given so many millions of dollars for every billion dollars you make for the company, you know. Okay, that's understandable. How many millions of dollars are in a billion? Well, it's 100 million, isn't it? Or is it 999 million dollars? But it's a lot of million dollars. And so a couple of million dollars doesn't really make that much difference out of the total package. If this man had not been there, the company would not have made that money, okay? Mm-hmm. And so you say, well, then he's worthy of that. I sold real estate, and in selling real estate, we used to get a 6% commission. And we got a 6% commission, but then there were the stingy people. The stingy people that said that if your sale was over $1 million, you only get 4%. You know? And now, why should you get less if you make more for the thing? And I always wondered about it. And then there's another deal that if you sell rural property, your commission is only 4% and not 6%. And I thought, my gosh, you work harder on the rural property sales than you do on the city property sales, you know? And but that's the game they played. And I did well without having to play the game too far in that area. But I'm saying to you, these are games these people are playing. These are games that these people are putting forth in their life, and they're like a theater. And you say, well, that's real. And you say, if somebody is robbed, and they're robbed of a great deal of money, you say, wow, that's terrible. They're robbed of all that money. Now they don't have that money. Now they don't have that for their existence. Well, such a person who's robbed of a lot of money says, yes, that's not very nice. But if he allows himself to be upset about the loss and doesn't go on to make more, then he will be double lost, you see? So he lets that go and lets the police do their job or whoever and try to find the person who took it. And then he goes on and makes more money. He says, well, I got to make up that loss. Yeah. And so he does. But he's playing a game. He's playing this game. He's playing this game. He's playing this game. And you and I cannot conceive of the game that he's playing because he thinks in terms and in attitudes that we haven't even begun to live with. He thinks in terms, okay, now this man has responsibility over this business. I would like to have his business. How am I going to get his business? I'm going to have to offer him something very profitable for him to get rid of the business or let me buy the business off of him. It's going to have to be something very, very beneficial to him, like stock in the business or something like that. And so I go to him, and we go on the golf course, and we're playing golf, and I say, yeah, sure, I'd like to work on your business. And the guy says, yeah, I was thinking of talking to you about it. I think that your company might be able to buy us out. And the man says, yeah, that was generally my idea. One mind, why didn't he play golf with somebody else? Because somebody else wasn't thinking about what he was thinking about. And you say, well, that can't happen. That doesn't work. It does, too. It works like that all the time. It works like that all the time. And so these men were both working on an equal basis. They were working on, I want to give, you want to take. You want to buy, I want to sell. You know, it's all part of the program. And we don't think of it that way. We think, oh, let's worry about the loss, the robbery that took place, rather than, hey, let somebody else take care of that. That's their business. I'm not in charge of that. I'm in charge of making money. So you just leave that behind and go on. Now, what do they say when you have a pet and the pet dies?
Buy another one.
Buy another one right away. If you don't, you only want to grieve. You're the one who's worried. If you lose a husband or wife,
buy another.
If you lose a husband or wife and you were happily married and you enjoy that married life, get another one. They're available because other people too have lost their loved one, you know, and they're ready for a new experience too. And are you able to handle this without saying, oh, George says this and George says that, and George, which is the previous husband who died. You know, you have to let them go. Let the undertaker bury them, you know, and put them 6 feet under. Stop this foolishness of reviving them, you know. And so you're kissing your new husband and you say, well, George, Henry, you know, and he says, I understand it's hard to let go someone you lived with for 20 years or 50 years or whatever, but sweetheart, when you kiss me, think of kissing me. And if my kiss is like George's, you tell me, and I'll change it. I'll change it with great enthusiasm. But you see, this is a game we play. And in the game we play, we have to let the past be past. We have to let the past go and not be concerned about it. Now, we were just having a discussion here about a drive for your computer as a hard drive. And what we want is just a simple hard drive that you can use to back up or carry overloads of things that you want, or just from here, take a ton of stuff and go away, you know. And how do we do that? Very simply. We just take the hard drive I have and load it up and give it to you and take it home, you know. And it'll work, won't it?
Yes.
Okay, and then we just buy another one. But what about the other ones that we buy? Are we going to have to be concerned whether they're compatible for this or that or the other thing? If they're not compatible, we'll just
buy a new computer.
Buy a new computer that's compatible. And you say, my goodness sakes, you certainly are wealthy people to be able to do big things like that. No, we don't have to do things like that because everything we have is compatible. Now, this is the first time I learned that the Lacy wasn't compatible on your computer, and if I had known, I would have come in and played on it. Now, you say, well, you knew it because you bought the new USB 2 thing insert for it, but if I didn't know, that didn't work. But you see, all these things, these are like the past now. We forget it. We release it, and we go on with the new and the wonderful things that we have in mind. And we just come to the realization here, imagine an entire movie such as The Bleep on 1 gigabyte flash disk. 1 gigabyte flash disk. That is utterly amazing. Now, Daniel fixed that up for me, and he put that on there for me, and I think that I could put it on there myself from what I have on my hard disk, you know, because it is something that's very easy and very, very neat. Yesterday I was just going through some stuff on my memories, and I pressed the bleep, and up came the movie in all living color and voice and sound and everything else. And I thought, well, how wonderful. I haven't looked at it for a long time, and I didn't take the time then to look at it. But it's there. Can you imagine? Right inside a little box, right inside a little computer, is that big movie, that whole movie, and lots of other movies, because The Wedding from Ellen's Son is in there, and the new property from Ellen's daughter is in there, and all sorts of things. And my goodness sakes, and they take so much room that my computer doesn't even have enough disk space, RAM space or ROM space or whatever it is, to have it on there. Fascinating, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Really fascinating. And we live in a world that is little by little catching up to the one mind. And when the world catches up to the one mind, what's going to happen, Ingeborg? Then we are one. Then we are one as the one mind, and the world catches up with it, and it's fantastic. Now, that's really beautiful, and that's what we can all do, and that's what we all want to do. Now, how are we going to accomplish it? In one simple way. Just live it.
In the now.
In the now. Live it in the now. And not think about the past. Don't think about the robbery. If you think about the robbery, you won't think about your skill of earning money in the now, which could far exceed anything that was lost. You know? Nothing could have been taken that was as valuable as your talent of making money, or your talent of living in the now and doing great things in the now, because that's really what it's all about. Well, think on these things here. Think how it's so fascinating that one entire movie could be on a little flash disk, one little flash disk. It is unbelievable. Although, I have seen a bunch of other little movies on a flash disk, a very small flash. In fact, our camera, our Canon camera, you put it to movie, and it will take a 10-second movie. And you can take a movie, 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004, 1005, 1006, 1007, 1008, 1009, 1010. You can take a movie of 10 seconds and have your baby's first steps, you know, and send it to grandma. And you can send it by email to grandma, because it's designed to go. And you can have Ingeborg, when she just got her new devices on her leg, and out there she is dancing, you know, and this is like 10 minutes after the operation. And you say, wow, what a woman, you know, what an amazing woman. And then the doctor says, don't tell her, but this is what they all do. This is beautiful. And of course, that's the wonderful thing about it. We want to play the game and know that we're playing a game, and understand that in playing the game, it's all in divine order. It's all wonderful. Now, if you want to live in absolute, then that means there are no more games. That means that everything is complete. Everything is done. Everything is the now. Everything is absolute. And people want to play with that absolute, and they don't begin to understand what it means. Because when you start playing with that, there's nothing to play with. So I say to everyone that I talk to, please, I'll talk about absolute, but please be in the now. Be in the here and now. Be the relative being that you are, but be the finest relative being that you know how to be. Be the most fulfilled relative being that you know how to be, and use the principles of the absolute or the law of cause and effect, and you put the cause in motion. I am successful, and then be it. I am wonderful, and be it. I am whole and perfect, and be it. I live forever, and be it. And you can, because that's the way it works. Have a lovely day, and know that I'm thinking about you, blessing you, loving you, and knowing that every desire of your heart is fulfilled right now, because I love you, I love you, I love you.
Thank you, I love you.